Let the performance speak for itself.
3 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner, and welcome in everybody here for a sunny, warm Saturday. Scott Unash with you as we get ready to talk some softball and some baseball with you here on the program as we take it through the 9 o'clock hour here today. As usual, let's go over what happened last night and a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, high school baseball from last night. We'll talk about this here in just a little bit. Jefferson defeated Kennedy last night by a score of 7-3 in a single game over at Lower Kingston. We'll get to that coming up. Linmar took two from Waterloo West last night, 6-3 and 7-6. It was Prairie and Dubuque Senior splitting a doubleheader. Senior winning the first game 15-1. Prairie coming back in 8 innings to win the nightcap 4-3. Cedar Falls took two from Xavier last night, 6-2 and 3-2. City High beat Iowa City West last night, 8-1. And it was Wallard over Hempstead last night by a score of 3-2. Also, Marion took two from Anamosa in a WAMAC doubleheader, 19-1. And 10-0 as the Indians continue to play very good baseball. Softball from yesterday, some tournament action. We'll talk about these games coming up. It was Kennedy over Marion, 11-1. Kennedy also over Esterville Lincoln Central yesterday, 19-5. AGWSR shut out Marion as well, 5-0. At the Jefferson Classic, Jefferson split a pair of games, beating Clear Creek Amana 10-5 and losing in a top-10 battle to Johnston 4-3. Benton Community beat Linmar last night by a score of 7-1. At the Girls State Soccer Tournament over in Des Moines yesterday in 3A, Iowa City West season came to an end. Ames beat the Trojans by a score of 2-1. Center Point Urbana with the win in the semifinals as they beat North Polk 1-0, so they're off to their first state championship game in school history. The 1A title game coming up at 11 o'clock today. It'll be CPU taking on Davenport Assumption. Union meets Council Bluffs Lewis Central at 1:30 in the 2A championship game. And in the 3A title game, it'll be West Des Moines Valley and Ames going at it beginning at 3 o'clock. Colonel's big winner last night, 15-5 over Burlington. They'll play tonight beginning at 6:35 over at Vets Stadium. Coming up today, a light menu, probably a good thing with the heat going on today. We have the Linmar Baseball Tournament going on today beginning in about an hour at 10 o'clock. Also, City High will host Ames in a single game coming up later today at 3 o'clock. And Iowa City Regina is over in Des Moines. They're going to take on Council Bluffs St. Albert and Fort Dodge St. Edmund. And that will get started at 11 o'clock and at 1:30 today. Softball, the Prairie Tournament continuing today. Marion and Prairie involved in that one. The Jefferson Classic going on today as well. And Xavier over in West Des Moines at the Dowling Invitational being played today. So that's a look back at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today, and we'll take a quick break and come back and talk some softball here in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. We'll have more coming up right after this.
When you test drive a car, you drive it maybe a few miles. CarQuest brakes are vehicle tested over 1 million miles. Overkill? Maybe. But would you want your brakes tested any less? CarQuest brakes, tested to ensure superior stopping performance over the competition. Right now, save up to $20 by mail on CarQuest Wearever Gold brake pads and two CarQuest rotors. Only at Advance Auto Parts and CarQuest Auto Parts, N62817, $10 per axle, C-Store, or AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, you're a member owner, not a customer. Every other member owner has your back. For all the other ways DuPaco can color your financial future bright green, visit the financial home you own at dupaco.com.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Back with you here on the program on this Saturday. Coming up later on, it'll be the Twins and the Giants at 2:30. We'll have that on 107.5 FM. And then coming up tonight, it'll be the IndyCar race from Texas, and that will get underway at 7 o'clock. The Stanley Cup game number 6 coming up tomorrow night, and now we have game 5 of the NBA playoffs, and that will be on Monday night coming up at 7 o'clock as well. I got to talk some Kennedy softball here to start things off. And first-year coach Madison LeClaire joining us here on the program as the Cougars enjoying a day off today as they get to sit in the air conditioning. You two, you get to sit in the air conditioning too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, welcome. And first of all, with new coaches, we kind of like to go over some background and things like that. And just kind of let everybody know how you got to Eastern Iowa and got to Kennedy, because you're from the western part of the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Originally from Emmitsburg, Iowa. And then I graduated high school in 2010 and came over and played softball at Co. And graduated from there in 14. And then actually in 2011, I started coaching at Kennedy, just the 9-10 team, and kind of worked my way up. So this is actually my seventh year coaching at Kennedy, but first year as head coach.
Yeah, so you know the girls pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, to say the least.
been through it, and then when the job came open, and kind of decided to take that next step.
Yeah, yeah, I served under Dan Gratz as his assistant coach and then associate head coach last year. So it was nice. He kind of prepared me for the job, and hopefully, I guess that we didn't really know what was to happen, but when he did announce that he was leaving, I knew that was my shot. So.
Yep, and now he's down in Iowa on that staff, and you step in, and you're also at your alma mater, Co., still coaching.
Yep.
Over there.
Yeah, so this is my first year coaching at Co., serving as the pitching coach, and it was something that I was familiar with. The seniors were freshmen when I was actually playing there, and Diane was the assistant coach when I was playing at Co. So it was good to be back and just get some experience at the collegiate level, coaching at that level.
Yeah, and so a lot of softball for you over the last
few
months.
Yeah, that's been my whole life for the past like 5 months, but it's good.
It is good. And well, so far you got to be happy with the way that things are progressing for your Cougar team.
Yeah, 15-3 overall. It's a good mark. We've played quite a few games, but still have a lot left. So 9-3 in the MVC, which is maybe not quite exactly where we wanted to be, but still tied for first in the Valley Division. And we have big games against City High coming up, and they're also tied for first. So I guess a three-way with Hempstead as well. But still good games to come, and very proud of what we've done so far.
Yep, and well, you got a couple of, you mentioned Hempstead, you had that in Dubuque. Mm-hmm. On Thursday night, split that one, and Hempstead's getting better and better, but you guys came back and won that second game, which was pretty key.
Yeah, yeah, they've built their program from the ground up, and they've really progressed over the past few years, and I can't be too upset with the way that we played. In the first game, we just couldn't get our offense going, which has not been the story of Kennedy softball this year at all. So kind of a surprise to have that first game be the one where we don't score many runs. But really happy with the way they bounced back and ended up scoring 9 runs in the nightcap, and just looking like our team again.
Yeah, and then it kind of went into yesterday, too, because you got double digits in both games yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely kind of lit a fire under them, and they wanted to get back to scoring runs and putting the run rule on. And yesterday was a good day to score a lot of runs and let our offense do some work.
Yeah, your team average is over 400 right now, so you guys are hitting the ball well.
Yeah, yeah, I have to be happy with that. We have actually 8 players hitting over 400 right now, so it's. It's not that they aren't seeing it or anything. It's just stringing them together and working in one inning at a time. So
a lot of good hitters, a lot of good players. You're pretty blessed with a good team. And I know Megan Weber was named Gatorade Player of the Year.
Yeah.
That's a great honor for her.
So exciting. So exciting for her. And all 4 of my seniors are college bound. which is great. I got Ashley Hamilton going to Iowa, Sydney Kinney and Megan Weber both coming to Coe, and then Jenna Schwartzoff going down to Clark over in Dubuque. So a lot of good talent and a lot of young talent as well.
Well, and it's a group that of those seniors, and maybe the seniors from last year as well, they've kind of been the backbone of this resurgence of the Kennedy program. Because this team, the program was kind of floundering there for a while, and then Dan got it up, you guys got it going again, and now you're reaping the benefits of it.
They've been through it all. The seniors last year really started with the rebuilding process, and I actually have Tiana Drawn back on my coaching staff for this year, and she's done a lot of great things and did a lot of great things up at UNI. So they know where it has been and they know where it can be, and hopefully where we end up at the end of the season. So
mm-hmm. And still half the season to go yet.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy that we've only been playing for a month, but like I said, I've been coaching for the last 5 months, so it's all just running together.
And you just have to have a calendar and
yeah,
see where you're
exactly.
headed off for that
it's
day.
One day at a time.
Well, how about maybe just go through the team, go through the lineup and position, however you want to do it, and just talk about who's doing a good job for you this year.
Yeah, so we've had Ashley Hamilton in our leadoff position playing shortstop. She's been hitting the ball phenomenally. She's a left-handed power hitter, and so using that opposite field it's key for her. But then, you know, she'll hit it wherever it's pitched. So she's been doing an awesome job. We've also had Alyssa Martin stepping in. She's a freshman, also doing some center field work, but then playing a little shortstop as well. So she's another one of those hitting high 300s, low 400s. And was actually a DH was being DH'd at the beginning of the season, and really came on these past few weeks. So that's been really good. Our pitching staff, this is the first year that we've had really strong pitching. We have four starters that have gotten a lot of innings. Kaylin Kinney is a freshman. Jamie Sheck, an eighth grader, Jenna Schwartzoff, our senior, and then Ashley Winterode is a junior, and she's also our starting second baseman. So when we put her on the mound, then we have to do a little reconstruction. So, that's the challenge of it, and we have a lot of young players that have been stepping up. So, and then behind the plate, Megan Weber has been doing a lot of the catching, our senior, and also hitting high 400s. And then Abby Spohr is a freshman who's been doing half of the catching as well, and DHing when she's not behind the plate. So she's also been doing an awesome job for us. Let's see. Outfielders, we got Sydney Kinney in left field, and then Alyssa Martin doing some time in center field, like I said, at shortstop. And then Cameron Jeffords also doing some work in right field and center field. So just kind of depends who's on the mound and who's behind the plate and what the lineup looks like that day. But
Well, it's good to have that many pitchers.
Yeah. That has been really helpful. Because, you have one kid throw on a Tuesday night and then they may not have to throw again until next Tuesday. So it's been nice to keep them fresh.
And you kind of maybe take a look at your opposition and kind of maybe if they don't hit the rise ball so much, maybe I'll go with this pitcher.
Exactly.
Here. You can kind of do that.
Exactly. Yeah. They complement each other pretty well. So we have some down ball pitchers, and we have some up ball pitchers and pitchers that have good changeups. So we'll just use them to the best of our advantage.
You got some seniors, you got some young kids too. Mm-hmm. So you got a nice diverse group there that they get along really well then?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to be good team chemistry. I know they did a lot of work in the off season and were doing a lot of gym workouts and stuff on their own and doing a lot of team bonding. One of our players has a pool at her house, so I know they do that on their off days. They might be there today actually, but it's a good group and they all get along pretty well. So
Not a bad idea.
No, I know. I might join in, though.
It's no game, so you got to watch it on game day.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Stay out of the sun on those days.
Yeah, stay out of the sun, stay out of the pool, and things like that. But this group here, especially the seniors, and like Hamilton's been there 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and Weber and people like that. And so they've seen everything, and they've been through it, and probably would love to win a division championship going out this year.
Yeah. Well, I know we won it last year, and that was huge for them, and that was something that Kennedy had not done for a very long time. So for us to repeat and do that again, it'd be huge for them, but also for the program as well. But I know they have their eyes set a little bit higher this year. Having that upset game against Prairie last year in the regional final to go to the state tournament is something that I think fuels them every day still. I mean, it still gets me going too every time I think about it. So I know that's something that we want to improve upon is our play in the postseason. But like I said, we have to just keep taking it one day at a time. And when that time comes, when postseason comes, hopefully we're ready to go.
Well, motivation is always a big help.
Yep.
And certainly... and Prairie played very well in that game last year, but that's got to be in the back of the minds of all the girls, I would think, like you said.
For sure, yeah. They we don't talk about it much, kind of brings up hard feelings, but I know, like I said, it does fuel them, and that's where they want to end up, is at the state tournament this year. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah, and right now you're sitting very well in the conference. Ranking-wise, you're looking good because you always got to look at that because they base a lot of the postseason on that. So got to keep winning the next couple weeks.
Right, yep. That will be key. As for us, we hopped up in the rankings last night from 9 to 8 when I saw those came out. So I guess can't be too upset about that. Just to be in the top 15 is something that's awesome for the girls and a great accomplishment for the program as well. But we're keeping our eyes out for those regional pairings coming out in the next week or two. So hopefully we like what we get.
Yeah, and of course, not only the conference doing well, but you went to Des Moines last weekend. You had a very good weekend against some really good teams over there.
Yeah, that was a huge accomplishment in itself, just to go there and play 3 games in a day and ride the bus to Des Moines and get ready and play 3 games and play Valley right off the bat when we got there, at the time ranked number 2 in the state. So to take them down and then beat a Sioux City North team, sit a game, and then beat a good Carlisle team as well. Couldn't be more proud of the girls that day.
And a good chance to see, different competition. And you never know when you get to see maybe run across Valley again or something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. So just to play teams like that, I mean, it's good motivation for the girls. It's good experience. And just looking forward to the future, hopefully we do see them again sometime.
Mm-hmm. And another busy week coming up. Big doubleheader down at Iowa City against West on Tuesday night.
Yep, we got West on Tuesday, and then we have Prairie at home on Thursday. So... another big week, not as many games as we had this week, but still 4 big games that we need to take.
Yeah, and do what you have to do to stay on top of the yep. of the division.
Yep, exactly.
That's the big thing right there. The game on Thursday at home against Prairie, imagine to be a little bit of a motivational factor. Probably a few thoughts back to what happened last year with that one.
I'm sure. I haven't heard anything. I mean... They're probably talking about it. I haven't heard much from them, but I would hope that we would want to seek a little revenge.
Yeah, and don't know how things are going to play out yet as far as the pairings or anything like that, but there's some good softball up and down the conference this year.
Yeah, there really is. You travel to Dubuque and we got good teams up in Waterloo, Iowa City, here just in Cedar Rapids. I would be happy if they would maybe send us somewhere outside of out of the conference, but I don't know. You never know what's going to happen. So
yeah, and you don't know what's going to happen either, because it could be a Des Moines school,
right.
It could be somebody from this side, who knows?
Exactly.
How it all plays out anyway. But how's the program look? Numbers good for you?
Yeah. We're sitting at, we had between like 55 and 60 kids out. So numbers are good. We have a good 9-10 team, a JV team, and our varsity team. So numbers are staying high. Girls are staying positive. So it's fun to come to practice and see just the different levels and girls that are playing on multiple platforms too. We have some JV kids that are playing up on varsity and vice versa with the 9-10 and JV teams. So a lot of talent and a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, and that's great to hear. And who's helping you out? Who on your staff? Very interesting staff.
Yeah, a little bit. So I mentioned Tiana Duran is back. And so she's working with our JV and varsity a lot with our slappers and our outfielders since those are her primary positions. And then Emily James is my assistant coach on first base. And then my husband, Nick LeClaire, is our head JV coach, and he also serves as a varsity assistant. And then Taylor Sohn, who is a Kennedy alum and then recently just graduated from Central College, is our head 9-10 coach.
All right. Well, that always begs the question: how home life is during the season?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we do a lot of softball talk. But hey, that's how it is in wrestling season and vice versa. But no, it's good. He was a little nervous when he had to coach first base the first week when my assistant was out of town. So he was. He was more worried, I think, about me getting after him across the field, but no, he did fine, and it's good. He keeps it really light for the girls, and he actually teaches at Kennedy, so he's had a lot of them in class as well. So it's a good group. It's good chemistry.
Yeah, and that's good to have somebody in the building like that to be around. Obviously, school's out now, but
right.
When school's going on during the year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is really helpful because, our athletic director, Aaron, he can communicate with Nick, who can communicate with me and vice versa that way too. And Nick actually goes in and checks my mailbox, which the office probably hates me for that because I never go in to check it. But he always is bringing softball stuff home, which that's really helpful as well. So
So there you go.
Yep.
a very sports-minded the household then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good though. We're both pretty competitive, so
no.
It works.
Nick LeClaire is not competitive at all, but you got. It's such a compact season. You got half of it yet to go anyway. A lot of big doubleheaders, and mm-hmm. you can't look too far ahead though in this sport.
No, definitely not. We're focused now on Tuesday night, and hopefully taking two down at West, and then we'll worry about Prairie the next day. So
yep, and West will be West got a lot of good talent down there for that team.
Yeah, he always does a good job of fielding a good team, and they have good hitting, and it's always a battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, any games that you play really in the MVC, it's typically always a battle. So we just have to do what we can control and play our game and we'll be okay.
Diamond's looking good. You guys put a lot of work into it, I know.
Yeah. Our parent support group has been a huge, huge help in fundraising and getting projects going. We resurfaced the field just a few weeks before season started, and then started a new batting cage project, which cost us upwards of $20,000, but that's all thanks to the girls' work and our parents doing a ton of fundraising that we were able to fund that project and have now really nice hitting cages for the girls.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. Terrific. And it all helps.
Yeah, it really does. We jumped from two cages now to three, and so we can do a lot more work in those, and each of them have mounds, so our pitchers can get workouts in there too. So,
especially with 60 players.
Oh yeah, for sure. So it's nice to be able to share those, and then we have the practice field just beyond the varsity field. So we definitely utilize that every day as well.
Yeah. A lot of good things happening anyway. So, well, Madison, appreciate it.
And, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming down and continue the good work over there at Kennedy and at Co as well.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and have more of the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome back at 9:30, Coach's Corner program here on KGYM as we come to you on a sultry Saturday here with the sun out. Our thanks to Madison LeClaire for stopping by, talking some Kennedy softball. We're going to switch gears, go to baseball now. Kyle Roenkirk here from Jefferson, the Jayhawks, with a big win the last two nights over Kennedy, winning at Kennedy 6-3 and then winning last night 7-3 behind Mr. Vanscoy at home over at Lower Kingston. And how you doing? You look good.
Good, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I look you're looking like you're ready to go in the links, but you got pictures later, so.
Yeah, sister just graduated with her PhD, so congrats to her. So we got family pictures and a little soiree later this afternoon with some family and friends coming over.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome, and a great achievement, too.
Yeah, she's way smarter than me, so that's a good thing for her, I guess.
Well, you got to be happy. To get to any time you take two from Kennedy is that's a good couple days.
Yeah, it is. You know, crosstown rival, end of the week. We played every day this week, so didn't really know how the boys were going to respond, but they stayed with it. They battled. You know, last night we were down early, and they came back, and our goal is to win every inning, and they did that, and they've really done it all week besides the first game at Waller on Monday. But really pleased at the way, the direction these guys are going. Obviously, we're going to take lumps here and there throughout the schedule, but they're really kind of building and growing as a team as the season progresses.
Well, it's 5 in a row now, and I think 6 out of 7. And you guys took a lot of losses last year from graduation, but some good guys coming back to lead this team. But you knew you were going to have some maybe growing pains a little bit early on, and that's kind of the way it was a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew there was a lot of, I call it immaturity, but just not a lot of not a lot of varsity experience. So what we did was, you know, we went into that Metro tournament. Obviously, our goal was to win it, but it was more just to get that experience, get that playing time in. We had a couple different rotations as far as our lineup, and we found one, and we kind of just went with it. And we're trying to get some guys some looks, some opportunities, but, you know, when you're rolling, it's tough to mess with that mojo a little bit. But, you know, even our bench players, the seniors that are there that have been to the state tournament, they're a key to our success because they're the glue that keeps our team together. Even though they're not seeing the time on the field, they're locked in the game, you know, 24/7. So that's a big key to our success. And then the guys that are out on the field, they're having fun. They're flying around. So it's kind of a fun group to see. You know, they're pretty tight knit.
Mm-hmm. And well, got a great pitching performance from Connor Vanscoy last night, and he was terrific.
Yeah, he was. You know, his breaking ball was pretty sharp. He started a little rough first couple innings there, and I don't know if he's laboring or hot or what, but couldn't find his fastball. And then he really started working with his curveball and got into a groove. You know, I can tell when he gets into that groove because he locks in and he wants that ball right away. So he's kind of fun just to sit back and watch, and it's really enjoyable to coach.
Yep, and he did well. And then your junior pitcher did well on Thursday night.
Yeah, Logan, you know, he's done really well for us in that Friday spot. Just throw strikes, nothing overpowering, locates well. We got good defensive plays behind him. So that's really, you know, what I preach to my pitchers. I don't care if you throw 40 miles an hour. We want strikes, locate it, be smart about it, work backwards. So it's good to see.
Yep, and pitching has been pretty good for you here early in the season.
You know, that was a big question mark coming into this year since we lost quite a bit last year. But, you know, Kane Kramer has done a great job like he did last year. And then we have a sophomore that we bring up to pitch for us is Chase Keeney. He's a lefty. Does a really good job. He's had two really sharp outings for us. And then, you know, even our non-conference players, they've done a really good job keeping us in games, relief pitching. Our second baseman, Willie Guys, came in with some huge opportunities. You know, bases loaded, nobody out, and gets out of them. So it's good to kind of feed them to the wolves right away and see what they can do because – everything else should be a piece of cake from there.
Yep, and well, an opportunity for those young guys, especially in the non-conference games and things like that, to show you what they're made of anyway.
Absolutely, and that's what I say to them all the time, you know, is you have your opportunity, so fly with it. And a lot of them have done a very good job with that. And it's tough because, you know, there's pressure. There's always pressure. You're getting it from coaches, your teammates, your parents. So you got to remember, there's still 16-year-old kids out there, but they've handled it pretty well, and you know we're only a quarter away through the season, but I think we're progressing in the right direction as of right now.
Yep, things are continuing to go up anyway, and there is a lot of talent on this team, though.
Yeah, there is. You know, a lot of, I'm not going to say any names, but a lot of people outside in the community. Oh man, you guys lost a lot of people. What are we going to be like this year? And I said, we'll be fine. You know, it's, you got to trust what you have coming up. And our program right now, we do have quite a bit of talent. You know, our sophomores have only lost one game. One of our freshman teams is undefeated. So the Jayhawk program, baseball program, is up and coming. And it's pretty exciting right now.
Yep, and good things. You got, of course, we mentioned Connor Vanscoy, and also very good as far as the bat is concerned. And Braden Frazier in there, and Drake Frazier. He's a youngster, and yep. Got some good guys up there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's amazing because we actually have some speed this year. We've always joked in years past. You know, it looks like they're planting corn out there on Hook the Plow. So. It's kind of fun to have speed. It's a little different dimension to our game, but our bats are still coming alive. We don't have the power like we had last year, but that's perfectly fine. You know, just play gap-to-gap baseball.
33 out of 34 stolen bases so far this year.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's luck. I'd rather be lucky than good, though. That's what my grandpa Ken Sharper always said. So, we try to put the pressure on the defense and, like most teams do. I mean, it's nothing special. It's baseball, so we're just picking the right times to go.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about your lineup. Who's doing what? Who's where? And all that.
Yeah, we'll start with the catching position. Matt Culver, senior, Just a tough kid, hard worker. He was a wrestler, took third place at state. He does a good job. He's kind of our leader back there, kind of corrals the troops. And then we have first base, we have a mix of people. We have Connor Vanskoy, does a good job, Kane Kramer, and then Chris Herring. Jared Wood has seen some time there, but he's kind of battling a little shoulder issue right now, so we'll just see him bat. Second base, we have Willie Guy, sophomore, does a really good job, really slick hands. Shortstop, Braden Frazier, obviously a University of Iowa commit, does a really good job, just a good player, loves to be around the game. Third base, we have Kane Kramer and TJ Kennan, and we also have Connor Vanskoy. So those corner spots are kind of hybrids for us, depending on who's pitching, who's not. And then in left field, we have Logan Patey. He's a junior. Chris Herring plays a little bit out there in left. We also have Isaiah Smith. He's a senior. Does a really good job defensively. And then in center field, Drake Frazier, sophomore. He made a catch last night I don't think I've seen at a high school game. He was in left center field. Ball was hit on a line to right center field, and he laid out and caught it at the warning track. So he's going to be fun to watch in the next couple of years, I think. And then in right field, we have Tyler Uncle, another senior. Really proud of that kid. You know, he could have given up last year. He didn't see much playing time, and he's really taken the reins this year. One of the leaders, leadoff guy. A lot of fire, kind of our spark plug gets us going there.
Yeah, and well, you mentioned you got more speed this year. Now you kind of, and in the last few years, you've kind of had a power team. So taking and kind of trading off one for the other is probably a different approach to the games this year.
Absolutely. I mean, you're always one step ahead as a coach. You're thinking one pitch ahead, so it's a little bit different. You can't wait for the long ball like we used to, or wait for that big hit. So we try to get those runners in scoring position, so that way if we can get a flare out to the outfield, we're scoring two, you know, instead of just one. So yeah, it is pretty different, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of refreshing. There's a little bit more strategy involved instead of just sitting back and blasting away, you know.
Yeah, you feel more like Tony La Russa than Earl Weaver this year.
Yeah, exactly. You got that right. Old Captain Hook, Earl Weaver.
Waiting for that 3-run home run.
Yeah, you got it.
to come anyway. But I tell you, we were talking the other night about just the conference this year in the Metro. And probably not that dominant team, but boy, there are a lot of good teams.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, obviously going into the season, Iowa City West year in, year out, they're going to have the talent. But just seeing the standings, we don't look too much in the standings. We just worry about the next day. But obviously as a coach, you got to look at it once in a while. It's a hodgepodge. You know, there's nobody that's just out there dominating. Obviously your Prairie City High is doing really well right now. But you know, it's baseball. Anything can happen. Anybody can win any given night. And that's the biggest thing. You know, in 2 weeks, we have a gauntlet of a schedule. We have Iowa City West on Monday, non-conference Tuesday. Wednesday, we have Prairie. Thursday, non-conference. And then Friday, we have Cedar Falls. So those are three top conference teams that, I don't think anybody has the pitching for a schedule like that, but hey, it's Iowa baseball, right?
Yeah, and well, which brings up a very good point. And we've been asking the high school baseball coaches so far what they think about the new pitching rule and things like that. And what's your thoughts about it? Is it been a positive? Is it would you like to see it maybe tweaked a little bit? Or thoughts?
I think anything that's new, you're obviously gonna have some flaws, but I like the concept of it because it's protecting the kids, and that's number one. For the coaching staff, there's more strategy involved. You know, if you got a game tomorrow, you can't pitch this kid. So you got to have a little strategy. It gets more kids playing time that don't necessarily might not pitch, which is a great thing. But, you know, I think as far as number-wise, maybe they might need to tweak some things. Luckily, I got a great volunteer assistant coach, Alex Benledge. He kind of takes care of all that, so I can just worry about the nuts and bolts. But, I like it. I like it just because it's taking care of the kid's arm, and that's number one.
Yeah, I think two positives. You hit one right there. taking care of the kids' arms. And then I think as well, more kids are going to play because of this. You're going to need more pitchers.
Yep.
And when they're pitching, you got to plug somebody into a, into a position there. So.
And that's what we say. You know, we have camps once in a while, and I say the number one way to get on the varsity team is be a pitcher, because you can never have not enough pitching. So
especially now.
Absolutely. So you young kids out there, make sure you're learning to pitch at a young age.
Yeah, no curveballs too early.
Exactly.
Well, you had a game every day. That's baseball. I mean, in Iowa, it's a very compact season. There's not a lot of practices once you get started with things. But, you know, as several coaches have told me in the past, the best practice some days is not a practice. So.
Exactly. You know, we had a reporter at one of our games, and he said, you know, you guys are having a good week. And I said, well, you know, that's baseball. You play every day. You work the kinks out as you go. And, yeah, we do need to practice because we do need to fix a few things. But it's baseball. You know, you just show up, play your best, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And so far so good anyway. And another busy week next week. Not quite as busy as it was this past week, but still, you get a nice trip to the capital city in the middle of the week there.
Yeah, it should be nice and balmy there for a day game against Des Moines East. But we got a couple of big conference games. We got Hempstead Monday, so we're looking forward to that. And then we go over to the other team on 42nd Street, and that's Xavier on Friday.
Yep, and then the next week, West, like you said, West, North Scott, Prairie, Muscatine, and Cedar Falls, that's all.
Yeah, that's we might need some ice baths after that week, but yeah, it should be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I know the guys they've been looking at that week, you know, all season, so it'll be fun to see kind of what we're made of. That'll be kind of gut check time, and rankings will be coming out, or our sub-state pairings will be coming out, so it'll be kind of a fun week there.
And that'll be very interesting to see because there is so much parity. And you got some schools in the MAC that are doing pretty well this year so far. And to see how they're going to split things up will be very interesting.
It will be. You know, like you said before, you never know what's going to happen. So you just got to – the biggest thing is you're competing against the baseball. Yeah, you're going to see somebody's best pitcher, but you're competing against the baseball. It doesn't matter who you're competing against. So we're ready for the task at hand, no matter who we're playing, and just kind of go from there.
Yep, and well, I know I got to give a shout out to your staff because they're a good bunch.
Yeah, they are. They do a lot for me, and you know, with having two little kids at home and a wife, that way I can kind of get home and see them. But Gordy Norgren, he's our assistant coach. He's done a great job. Kind of keeps me sane in the dugout once in a while. Alex Benledge, he's a volunteer assistant. He's a teacher up at Jeff. He does a great job kind of behind the scenes stuff, the statistics, the field work. And then we have Adam Thompson, a former Cougar, and he does a great job with the kids hitting wise, our corner defense. Just great guy to have around the game. Sophomores do a really good job too. We have Rob Martin. We have Marcus Colbert. He's a former player of mine. Does a really good job. And then Spencer Stumpf. He used to play at Prairie, and his uncle is Charlie down in Iowa City. And then our freshman coaches. We have Randy Matthews and Coach Hilby, Matt Hilby.
Yeah, and boy, two freshman coaches of that caliber you're not going to find.
Right. They put great time in, you know, and they're baseball guys, so. That's tough when it's, you know, you're playing 10 a.m. games in the middle of the heat. A lot of people don't want to give their summers up, you know, but they love it. So old Coach Matthews, he's the man.
Yeah. And loves that being out there in the sun like that. And I know I keep going by the field at Lower Kingston, and you guys just keep putting new improvements every year, and it just looks better and better.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we've put quite a bit of time and effort in there. We have a parent volunteer, this Alan Steckel, who's really done a great job with everything. But you got to this day and age, you know, to keep the kids' interest up and have the best facilities. You know, even the Waterloo schools, they have one of the most beautiful indoor hitting facilities I've seen. So it's we just got to keep trying to stay with them. And at times it's hard, you know, you get handcuffed with things here and there, but you just got to keep trying to do your best. And kids do a great job fundraising, and just got to keep that enthusiasm up.
Yep, and so far, so good.
Yeah.
With this year anyway. And, you know, you get that confidence going, and things start rolling a little bit, and maybe that's what you got right now.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, we gotta. I always call it the quiet swagger. You gotta have confidence in yourself and know that nobody's gonna beat you, and that's the way it is in life too. You know, you gotta think that you're the best out there, but there's always somebody else that's better trying to beat you out. So it's a little quiet confidence we have.
Yep, and try to get back to Des Moines again.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
That's the goal. You know, we had a great time last year. It ended up a little bit rough for our seniors, but you know, the past 4 years, all of those guys kind of laid the groundwork for that. So hats off to those guys. You know, my first year, we didn't have a very good year, but they instilled a lot of the properties that we have today. So it's big. You know, when I took this program over, it was just all a mindset thing. I wanted them to have a mindset, you know, and I think we have that now. And now we just play good baseball and play better baseball and see what happens.
Yeah, and like you said, it's it goes down deep now with the good talent at sophomore levels and the freshman level and beyond. So it's good to see baseball thriving on the west side.
Absolutely. Yep, it's good to be a Jayhawk.
Yeah, and a big night last night at the ballpark too.
Yeah, it was a neat deal. This Max Myborg, he's battling some health conditions. He had cancer early on and suffered a couple strokes about a month ago, and it was pretty cool because the senior boys came up to me and said, hey, we need to do something for this family. And that's really why you get into coaching, you know, to mentor these kids and make them into adults. And that made me proud that our seniors wanted to do something for him. And it was really a cool night. You know, the fans came out. They all wore their shirts. Max threw out the first pitch. And it was a neat thing. And that's why you get into the profession.
Yep, and the Myborgs, a very very strong family in the Jefferson hierarchy of things, and I know you got Ozzie coming.
So, yeah, Ozzie's going to be a good player. You know, I feel bad he's so young, but the biggest thing right now is just learning. You know, learning what's going on, and he's going to be a good player, though. A good basketball player, a good baseball player. I think he's going to be better than his dad at shooting. So there you go, Tori.
See, knowing that Tori's got somebody that old makes me feel very old.
Exactly. Exactly.
So call Tori's games. And he could shoot.
Yeah, he could.
He could shoot it pretty well. And nothing to the rumors that you're challenging Koepke for the golf job.
No. It's a hobby of mine, and I only took it up, you know, probably right in college. So I kind of kicking myself I didn't do it in high school, but oh well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now you got kids and you don't have time to do it. So
no, but you cherish those times.
Absolutely.
You get out there.
Absolutely.
Well, game's coming up. You get to host Hempstead on Monday back at the ballpark.
Yeah, it'll be nice. We actually get some home games now. We've been on the road for a little bit, but Hempstead's gonna be no slouch. You know, they're always up in contention with the conference, so we'll give them a good shot and kind of go from there.
Yep, and that'll 5:30 coming up on Monday night.
Five. Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
Don't be late. 5 o'clock out at Jefferson's baseball field. All right, Kyle, appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
We'll let you get to your picture so no one gets me in trouble or you in trouble.
I'll just break the camera, no worries. But hey, thanks for covering all of our prep sports. You guys do a great job here.
All right, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Feel the excitement.
They're up.
Feel the thrill.
They come to the finish together.
With the Twin Spires app, you're at the center of it all. So download, play, and win today. Because with TwinSpires.com on your smartphone,
Moses apart.
You can bet the Belmont Stakes.
Cloud computing has defeated Classic Empire.
Use promo code RADIO to start your $100 sign-up bonus now. Visit TwinSpires.com to place legal bets and watch racing anywhere. Remember, use promo code RADIO to start your $100 sign-up bonus now.
Terms and conditions apply. Please wager responsibly.
The crack of the bat, the cheer of the fans, basking in the sun on a summer day. Save now at Days Inn when you see your favorite team play. With over 1,600 locations, there's always a Days Inn nearby. Home or away, with friends or family, bask in the sun at Days Inn. Stay two nights and save 20%. Plus earn 1,000 Wyndham Rewards bonus points when you book at daysinn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Coach's Corner program for this Saturday morning. Want to thank our guests, Madison LeClaire, Kennedy softball coach, Kyle Rodenkirk, Jefferson baseball coach here for this Saturday morning. And don't forget, we've got Twins baseball, Twins and the San Francisco Giants. That will be coming up at 2:30 on 107.5 FM this afternoon. And then tonight, coverage of the Verizon IndyCar Series from Texas. And that will get underway at 7 o'clock. More baseball coming up tomorrow. More hockey for you as well. We got the Twins and the Giants in the afternoon on 107.5 FM. 1600 a.m. tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Sunday night baseball, it'll be Detroit taking on Boston. And then on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow night, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup between Nashville and Pittsburgh. And that will be coming up from Pittsburgh. And then Monday night, now with Cleveland's win last night, it'll be Game 5 of the NBA Finals between Cleveland and Golden State. We'll have that for you on Monday night. That will be coming your way at 7 o'clock as well. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay cool, stay hydrated out there, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. For our guests, I'm Scott Unash saying so long, and have a great weekend.
Kevin Love has been so much more effective, and there are a lot of situations where they go with Love as the only big. So that has all played into it.